I know. We know all these things. We've discussed all these things before. Man, do it on your other show.
You asked me the question.
Do it on your other show. I didn't know we were going to do this. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Did you know that China has a Grand Canyon?
What, just because we have a Grand Canyon?
I guess theirs is pretty grand, too. It's spectacular.
Who had a Grand Canyon first?
That is a good question. This article does not cover that.
Well, I think that's the most important thing to start with.
We want to know if we won?
Yeah, of course we have.
We weren't even here when the Grand Canyon.
If the whole
they were
is,
at least there
if
at
you're
that time.
If you're starting with, oh, did you know China has a Grand Canyon too? Then I want to know, well, did they build theirs after or before ours?
It's not a competition.
And when did we build ours? What year did we build the Grand Canyon?
We didn't build the Grand Canyon. We had nothing to do with it. We discovered it.
I think we had a little something to do with it. It's on U.S. soil, Jeff. It didn't just appear anywhere, out of nowhere.
There's actually, you know, you picture our Grand Canyon in your head. Oh, mm-hmm. Wait, you can't.
But I've been to the Grand Canyon, and so I recall the Grand Canyon that you're speaking of.
When you imagine it, it's orange. It's barren. It's dry. It's hot. That's not what China's Grand Canyon's like. It's green. It's
lush.
Are we
really going to do 20 minutes of how much better China's Grand Canyon is than ours?
Why do you hate China's Grand Canyon?
I don't know. Why are you trying to push China's Grand Canyon on me?
Because I'm trying to sell us on the fact that we should probably go visit it because of the topic for today, which is they done built a bridge across it. And guess what?
What?
That bridge is made of glass.
Oh, shit. It's the Jeff Cannata Will Never Stand Here bridge.
It is. It's going to set new world records. For the longest, tallest, most terrifying
most
glass bridge in
most
the world.
Most glassest bridge.
Yes. So hear me, let me give you some stats. 985 feet above the ground. 1,400 feet long.
Sure.
20 feet across. It's a walking bridge.
Okay, but what if we build one?
Well, I'll tell you what. We did build a glass thing at the Grand Canyon.
I know. I've seen it.
It's the glass...
the Skywalk.
Skywalk.
Yeah.
You want to know how high that is?
How high?
69 feet. And that's 69 feet long, 718 feet high.
Well, because ours is more it of only, an, it's an observation thing. It's
115 feet out from
it's,
the...
Yeah, thing. It's like an arc.
China's is the length of the Empire State Building. Ours is like 115 feet.
Okay, fine. I'll go to the stupid glass bridge with you, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to walk out onto it anyway because this is exactly the sort of thing that you're afraid of.
I want to force myself to do it so maybe I can conquer this fear, but yes,
yeah,
I'm
but
terrified
you're
of
deathly
it.
Afraid of this glass bridge.
I would be on my hands and knees, like trembling just a few feet out, and then I would have like 1,300 more feet to go.
Yeah. I would love to be on this glass bridge.
You would just saunter across like devil may care.
Have you ever done one of these like skywalk things or like glass floor things?
I did.
The CN Tower.
I did the CN Tower. That's exactly the one I
did. Did you get spooked?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Your whole body, or at least my whole body, told me not to walk out on that. Even though it is no different from the floor that I'm standing on. I'm standing on a floor several hundred feet in the air, and then the next part of the floor is glass. It's no difference. It's just
a different
part of the floor.
Yeah.
The fact that I can see down it, my body said, don't do that.
Oh, man.
I don't want to do that.
My body said, let's get out on that floor.
Dance.
And dance. My body said, be
free. Sky dance.
Sky dance like you've always meant to. Sky dance like you were built to.
Uh-huh.
You beautiful bird person.
You really don't have an issue with this.
No. This is like a bridge and you walk across it and halfway across it, it tests your faith. And then asks you a riddle like 3/4 of the way across it.
Yeah, penitential pass.
But it's all in Chinese. It's a Chinese elf. And so I can't understand a word of it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's the worst quest I've ever been on.
Yeah.
But I'm brave enough and I'm pure enough of heart.
To get halfway.
If he could just slower with the riddle because my Mandarin is not.
Right.
Yeah.
You're pure of heart but weak of mind is what it is.
Not weak of mind.
Well, you just didn't pay attention during Mandarin class.
Well, he didn't learn any English either.
That's not on him, buddy.
That's not on him, you're right.
He didn't come to your house and erect a bridge.
He didn't come to my glass bridge.
He didn't knock on your door.
To find my ultimate weapon.
He didn't invite you over to his.
So this is a thing or this will be a thing?
It's about to open, end of the year. They don't have a name for it yet. But it's not going to just be a bridge.
God, no. Why stop there?
Well, it's a walking bridge with a glass bottom.
Uh-huh.
Glass bottom girls. Looking at it, it's terrifying, but gorgeous. This is the area that supposedly inspired Avatar, the floating islands of Avatar.
The cats.
So beautiful. No, yeah. They're blue people.
Yeah.
It's culturally relevant.
They're cats.
But it's also going to set the record for the
world. Can you name one character from Avatar?
I can name all the characters from Avatar.
Name a character from Avatar.
Neytiri.
You just made that up.
I did not make that up.
You made up like Avatar noises that sounded like an Avatar name, and you thought I wouldn't call you out on it. Avatar.
Jake Sully.
Nathan Drake. No.
I don't want to talk about Avatar right now.
Nobody wants to talk. This is the biggest movie of all time. You can't name a character from it.
Now I also have another podcast that we cover that. So let's not talk about that because I'm beset on all sides by Avatar doubters. And the four more movies are coming out, and everybody's going
to
love them.
All you have to do is name one character from Avatar. This is your glass bridge riddle moment. If you could just name...
I said Neytiri!
Yeah, and it's made up.
All right.
Which one's Neytiri?
The main one.
Oh, the main one. You're such a fucking dick. You don't know anything.
Zoe Deschanel or whatever.
Zoe Deschanel!
The other Zoe.
Who plays Neytiri the cat I just made up.
Zoe,
in Avatar.
Zoe Barnes.
You liar!
Zoe, what's her name? Zoe.
Saldana.
Yeah, that one. That's Zoe. There's only a couple Zoes.
Yeah, but that's not her cat name.
You didn't ask me to name the actors in the
movie. Can you defend a movie where it didn't even make enough of an impression on you where you can remember a character's name or a member of the cast?
I remember them all that.
I remember there was a cat on an island and they had a Deku tree.
You're like, it's like saying that Star Trek means nothing because I couldn't remember who Zoe Deschanel was.
Saldana.
Right,
and
exactly.
She was Uhura.
I know. I know that.
Wow. Wow. Be sure to check out the Slash Film Podcast with Jeff Cannata.
Uh-huh. Knowledgeable
movie critic.
Yeah.
Okay, so this inspired Avatar.
Because it's so beautiful and lush
so
and green.
So beautiful and memorable.
Full of mists.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have the world's tallest bungee jump on this bridge, too.
That I won't do.
See, that I did do. I've bungee jumped.
Off of that bridge?
No, I'm going to.
I can't get to the middle.
If they could, like,
somehow... I'll have to carry you.
Yes.
If I carry you... Officer in a gentleman style to the bungee cord,
then
you
I'll
will jump.
Yeah.
But you won't walk there.
Dear God, no.
Meanwhile,
I will walk. Yes, but no
But
jump.
I won't jump. And this is why we make such a great team.
That's why,
this is why we're friends.
We're like yin and yang. We fit together perfectly.
No, I won't bungee jump off anything, though.
Why and not?
It looks stupid.
Is awesome.
It looks like a dumb thing to do.
Oh, it's
extremely dumb. And it looks like it would just... I could feel all of my vertebrae cracking just looking at it.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like...
Like in a good way? Like, that was refreshing?
I can just feel the whiplash. It just feels... And then when it's done...
Not whiplash.
Here's the thing. When it's done, you're just fucking hanging there, bored and upside down like a schmuck.
Yeah, but then all the blood rushes to your head and you start giggling.
It's like super uncomfortable. Like, there's the moment where you're like, oh shit, I'm flying free like a bird on a glass bridge.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you bounce a bunch... And then you're probably done with it and you're over it, but you're still bouncing a bunch.
Well, having done
it. And then you're hanging there and you're like, cool, I guess I'm done.
Well, can I tell you?
Can I be done now?
Can I tell you what actually happens?
Guys.
Having done it, here's what actually happens. You jump off. You're like, I'm as free as a bird. It's amazing. Holy shit. Shouldn't the cord have caught by now? I feel nothing. I'm going to die. I'm definitely going to die. Oh, there it is. Oh. So there's that wonderful sense of everything has gone wrong and the rope. Definitely cut, and I'm surely going to perish.
That's the wonderful sense.
That's the part that where you really
that's
feel
the,
alive.
Mwah, like yeah. Do a pizza chef.
A little bit of mwah.
Because that's the real deal.
That's where that's the shit-pantsing,
yeah.
Neck-twisting, gut-wrenching moment of pure aliveness.
If you pay me $25, which is way cheaper than any bungee jumping experience you will ever have,
mm-hmm.
I will at some point in the future randomly
come
up to you in the dark when you don't expect it and hold a knife to your throat. And I feel like if the wonderful experience of bungee jumping is the oh God, it's all over part, I can give that to you at a bargain.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay,
but I can't know it's
will
you.
Will you just Venmo me right now?
I'll Venmo
before
you
forget.
I'll Venmo you right this second.
Because you'll forget.
But I can't know it's you,
and then I'll
Anthony.
Hold the knife up to your throat.
But if I know it's you, I'll be like, oh, this is that thing that
you said I
paid him for.
You'll never know, because I have patience. I will wait.
You'll wait, but still, whenever it happens, if I know it's you with the knife...
You'll never know that it's me with the knife.
How will I not know?
Could be anybody
I know
with
your
knife.
Scent.
Wow, that's weird.
It also has swings.
Yeah, swings I would do.
You'd do a swing.
I would do a swing, because a swing... swings are fun. Like, I know where
fun. Bungee jumping's fun.
No, I mean, but like, I know where a swing is going, and there's no like
when it's going forward. And then it's going back.
When I'm done with the swing, I'm done with the swing.
I got to tell you, you know what I mean? You know where the bungee jump is going too.
Yeah, but
it's
there's no There's no like uncomfortable like how much longer am I bouncing? How long am I hanging here?
Right.
Like, there's none of that, right? Like, I just slow down the swing. Plus, everybody loves swings, dude. I feel like a bungee jump is just gonna fuck up my neck. I really do.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some danger to swings. Swings can hurt you.
Sure.
To your neck.
There's a lot of pushing and shoving when you're trying to get to them.
So much.
Because you've only got like 30 minutes, and like, dude, if you can get to the swing first, like you can stay on it for a real long time.
You can. You got dibs.
That's what you got.
This is a fun quote from the vice general manager of the Canyon Tourism Management Company. Mm-hmm. He says, "It's true that we will have a swing on the bridge, and it's not a swing, but three swings."
No. It's also a magician. The entire bridge is now made of glass.
It was always made of glass.
The canyon has disappeared.
What? No.
What's behind your ear? It's the canyon. It's back.
Oh, the canyon was behind.
But it's not a canyon.
What is it now?
Three canyons.
Whoa! This guy is the best PR dude they could possibly ask for.
And he turns into a cloud of birds and disappears.
It's one giant swing that has a total length of about 150 meters to 170 meters, which is 490 feet to 560 feet. So you're swinging.
Yo, you're
far.
Swinging.
You are swinging.
You are straight up swinging. Wow.
Does that change anything for you?
Yeah, it makes me more excited to go swing.
It really does feel like that's going to be a long swing.
Feels like there's probably going to be a long line for the swing.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go to this.
I wish it was three swings. It is!
Air horn.
The fact that it's glass doesn't give you pause. You are completely
trust.
Well,
the swing is not glass.
Well, it's attached to a glass bridge that's...
Yes.
The highest ever made.
Yeah.
And the longest ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And the glassiest ever made.
I trust that feat of Chinese engineering more than I trust the swings that I was swinging on in my public school.
You're right. They probably have gone through more testing than your public school swings. That's for sure.
Or the tire swing that my dad set up for me. I saw him go out there and set it up. He was like, there, now you got a fucking tire swing.
Yeah, but if your tire
swing... By the end of the summer, it's like you can feel the steel from the radials in there.
You just lean into it.
Yeah, you're just like, ah!
But, you know, if your tire swing fails, you drop like a foot and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little different than the glass bridge that's the highest of all things over the grandest...
I'm not going to tell you what just popped into my head.
What just popped into your head? Falling?
Because it was such a Jeff thing. And
oh,
I want to say it.
I want you to say it now.
Jeff, if I'm going to go out... Go out swinging.
Yes! Team dad joke, baby. So here's the heat's
getting to me.
Here are the things. Yeah, it's hot. The bridge has been fitted with 70 glass balls, which each weigh 1,650 pounds.
What do they do? Why does it have glass balls? What do they do? Like, I don't understand where the ball structure comes into the...
It's to curtail vibrations. I guess they're in the structure itself, so they can roll hither and yon and give with wind and vibrations.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
They've done over 100.
How big are these balls?
They're huge balls.
How big are the balls?
Swing.
Yeah, the balls swing. I get it. Yeah. How big are they in actuality?
I told you, 1,650 pounds.
Okay, well, I'd already forgotten because of all your lame innuendo. That's pounds, though. That doesn't tell me about the diameter of the balls.
You want to know how big around these balls are?
No, I want. Now I just want to move on.
So this supposedly can support over 800 people because of these balls. It can support over 800 people on this bridge at once.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Now, this is just a bridge straight up for walking across. This is not
a bridge for transportation. It's only 20 feet across, so you couldn't drive a car across it.
Could you ride a horse across this bridge?
Only if you were being chased, I'm sure.
But, you could, though.
I mean, theoretically, you could. I bet you a horse would have some serious issues running across this bridge. I bet Jeff Cannata isn't the only person that would be scared of this bridge.
No, I
bet
you're...
But also horses.
No, I bet you're as scared as a horse.
You're saying
I bet you understand as little about engineering as a horse.
Are you calling me a scaredy horse?
No.
I am not a scaredy horse, sir. I'll have you know.
Can
Look
you
at
imagine,
these balls.
Can you imagine, though, riding a majestic Arabian horse across this glass bridge?
That would be pretty epic.
How dope would that be?
That's a video game.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do with my life now.
Is just ride a horse? How much, sir, to ride horse across your glass bridge?
Fine bridge you have here. Let me ask you this. Has anyone ridden a horse across it yet? Then how can you even say it's a bridge, sir?
The only problem is, wouldn't you need to clear all the people off the bridge before you could horse it?
I don't know.
Because you don't want to be like, excuse me, pardon me, horse coming through.
We put a horse lane in.
You get a horse lane?
Yeah.
Well, it's only 20 feet across. You're not going to have much room for
a
horse.
How big do you think a horse is?
I don't know, like 30, 40 feet.
It's 30. I've only ever really seen them on TV.
I don't know. They look really big, though.
And I know that the people who ride them are supposed to be small, but they still look really big.
Yeah, have you seen horse races?
I'm really scared of them.
People are so tiny on those giant horses.
They just don't look like us, and they're big.
They got to be like, how big are they?
They are 10 or 15 feet wide. You're right.
Yeah, I think that they're probably like one giant ball's worth of horse. I don't think you would want to do that because of the people.
Don't tell me what I want and what I don't want.
What do you want?
I want those people to get out of my way so I can live my dream of riding a horse across an elf bridge.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's what I
that's
want.
That's what it is. Do you need armor?
I don't need armor, but I would wear armor.
Yeah.
Nobody on that bridge is going to fuck with me, but I would wear armor.
You ride your horse to the middle of
my
the bridge.
My majestic Arabian.
Your majestic Arabian horse.
Chestnut Brown.
Okay, got it. What's his name? Peaches. Got it. So yeah. Peaches and you ride to the middle.
I hesitated, and now my whole dream's ruined.
No, it's okay. I filled in the blank. Okay, so you move to the center of the bridge. You are resplendent in your horse armor and shield, right? You've got a shield. Uh-huh. Maybe you wave the flag of your house.
Do you know what's on the back of my horse?
Me?
You. Yeah. And as we ride to the middle of the bridge,
yes,
I swing you down onto the bungee cord.
I love it.
And we rear back.
Yes.
Me and not Peaches, we'll determine it later, but not Peaches.
Why doesn't Peaches
We rear
get to
back
come?
Into the sky.
Are you saying we left Peaches
say,
in the car?
Goodbye, Jeff Cannata.
Yes.
Enjoy your weird hanging upside down neck hurdy thing that you want to do.
And I remove my blindfold that got me out here. And I leap like a bird in flight off the horse that has reared back.
Yeah.
Peaches is his name.
It's not necessarily Peaches. We'll just,
but
that's
probably
a placeholder.
Probably Peaches.
Probably, we'll come back to that. We'll double back around. But
and
go
I,
on.
And I say, never forget me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the greatest day of my life.
You'd think it would be over by now. Why? What the still? I mean, I want to go.
That's a good day.
That's a great day.
We got to make that day happen.
You know, we always say that. We always say that we're going to go out and we're going to do more. But I really mean it this time.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah. I feel like we should go to this thing.
Well, I'll start searching for horses.
All right. I'll start searching for the bridge. I would imagine it's hard to see.
It's like the end of Indiana Jones. You have to make the leap of faith and walk out onto the bridge. This thing is a marvel, though. It looks incredible.
Is. And this opens at the end of the year, huh?
That's what they say.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to support 800 people on it at a time, which, man, that's a lot of people walking on a bridge. But it is so long. I think that spread out, that wouldn't even be that many.
Now, you want to go, but would you really? Like, how long do you think it would take you to work up the nerve to walk out onto this bridge?
Well, you know, there is the previous record holder for glass bridges.
For waiting the longest to take a step out onto a glass bridge.
Well, the previous record holder is also in China. It's called Brave Man's Bridge. This one beats its length by 400 feet. So it's trouncing that. But it's called Brave Man's Bridge.
Yeah.
And there's video of people on their hands and knees trying to get across because they're so terrified. That video is of me. I mean, that's what I would do.
Babies.
That's what I feel like I would be. I would have a hard time with it. I really would.
I don't think it would give me pause. I don't.
You just scanter across, huh?
Yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't weird me out. I don't know. A lot of stuff weirds me out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a scared dude.
Right.
I'm scared of 90% of the planet.
Right.
But I don't know, like a well-engineered glass platform doesn't really scare me.
If,
I want to know,
if there was a glass platform that led to the sort of nebulous concept of eventual death.
Or like a bird, like a large bird. What's at the end of this bridge? It's like a real mean bird.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't go. There's no way. There's no way I'm even walking out on that bridge if there's, like, a possibility of, like, a mean bird being on the other side. But if a glass bridge and it just leads to the other side, that's totally fine. As long as there's not a mean bird. Okay. We would like to know if you guys would walk out on this bridge? Are you excited? Are you scared? Would you swing? Would you bungee?
Do you have a horse that we can borrow?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be named Peaches, and I would rather that it's not.
It's a big plus. Let me just say.
You can let us know on Twitter how you feel about the bridge. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those.
Peaches?
I guess it's Peaches.
Peaches.
I guess it's Peaches the horse. I guess it's Peaches the horse. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. And hey, by the way, thanks to everybody who made these video episodes possible. You guys probably already know that we get all of our support for the show, financial support, through Patreon.
Yes. It is an incredible way for us to actually not have to find money or resources any other way than directly for the people that listen to the show.
Yeah, no advertising, no scraping around, no making
deals.
Compromises.
There you go.
Compromises is what I was going to say. It is so hot in here.
It really is.
Maybe our next Patreon goal will be a quiet air conditioner for this room. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're not even in summer yet. This is just sprang.
Anyway, so if you want to help us out as we move forward towards our farther goals, the next one is animation, regular animations.
And if you're only listening to this and you want to see us actually melt in real time, you can actually watch this video now by going to YouTube on our YouTube channel.
Yep, and you can subscribe on YouTube now too.
Wow, look at all that. We got lots of stuff for you to do.
So much technology.
Yeah.
So little air conditioning.